The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley with the latest on this awful tragedy in Toronto. Harley.
9 people dead, 16 injured, some of them very seriously. After a 26-year-old man, we have his name as Alec Manassian, drove a van, a white van, a rental van, down the street, right on the curb, and ran over people. As one of the people who watched said, he started going down the sidewalk, crumbling down people one by one. He said he just destroyed so many people's lives, every single thing that got in his way, including someone who was pushing a stroller. It's terrorism, although whether or not it's Islamic terrorism, we don't know. That's been a couple of the whispered things, but we'll find out soon enough, no doubt, what really motive there.
Yeah, oh gosh, go on. And then the gunman.
Well, the gunman, the Waffle House gunman in Tennessee, he's been caught not far away, actually. He killed 4 people in that Waffle House. 29-year-old Travis Ryan King is his name. Gave himself up peaceably in the forest. He's about half a mile from the apartment building, is it where his apartment was, where he'd gotten some clothing and another gun, a pistol. It was in his backpack when the police found him. As SWAT approached, he raised his hands. He laid down on the ground. He was not holding a gun at the time. Again, the motive for his shootings isn't known, except that authorities say he's mentally unstable. The big question is, why in the world did his father give him his guns back? Mm. I mean, the system worked, supposedly. He was arrested when he trespassed on a security zone at the White House. He said he wanted to meet President Trump. Secret Service had nothing doing. Illinois State Police took his gun permit away, told his father, don't let him have his 4 guns back. The dad agreed, says, I won't do that. And then he did it anyway. Now, he may face charges for breaking his promise.
And so he should. What's this free apple?
Well, it wasn't free.
It's not free.
They called it free. When does it, it's a woman who says Delta Airlines gave her the apple with her lunch on a flight from Paris back home to the U.S. She decided, well, I'll eat the apple on the next leg of my travel from New York to Denver, which was home. But customs stopped her and said, you shouldn't have brought the food from Europe, so we're going to fine you $500. She said, still going to be on a Delta plane. What is wrong with you people? And they said, I'm sorry, the rule is you can't bring fruit or any other produce across without declaring it. Of course, she didn't declare it. They gave it to her. She said it's ludicrous. Customs says it's an oddity of the law. It may not make sense, but that's the way it is. Here's what I want. Delta Airlines, come back to the U.S. with uneaten apples in the galley.
Harley, unbelievable. Well, very believable.